sent that note.
Oh, hi, Robbie. I beg your pardon?
I said hi, Dad.
Oh. Hi, Bob. Hi, Mike.
Can I borrow your car tonight?
Hello, Dad. Can I borrow your car tonight?
Hello, Dad. Can I borrow your car tonight?
What's wrong with your jalopy?
I blew a tire.
Oh, I'll lend you my jack. Well, I'll forget something, and this time I forgot the strawberries. But I did remember the peanut butter.
So we'll have peanut butter, shortly.
I've got to have a car tonight, Dad.
I thought you were going to a party over Jean's house.
Well, I am.
But it's right next door.
Oh, do I have to go through this again? I got to drive up like everybody else. I can't just walk up to her house.
Well, maybe if you got a couple of hours rest this afternoon, you'd be able to make it, huh?
I just don't understand.
Mike, why don't you put this stuff away for Bob, would you?
Oh, what are you beefing about? Your dad's car is sitting right outside. You get in it tonight, honk the horn, get out, and Jean will never know whether you drove up or not.
Yeah, the only reason I got a flat tire is because I took a friend of yours into town.
Oh, who's that, Mike?
She said her name was Josephine Kringles.
Oh.
Say, what if we want to go someplace after the party tonight, Dad? I mean, we're going to need a car.
Josephine Kringles?
No, someone you knew in the dark ages. Just dropped in to say hello or something.
Mike, are you sure she said her name was Josephine Kringles?
You don't think I'd make up a name like that, do you?
What does she look like?
I thought you knew her.
Well, I used to know her, but people change, you know. That was a long time ago. What does she look like?
I don't know.
Well, you drove her downtown.
Well, you always tell me to keep my eyes on the road when I'm driving.
Yeah, well, mine are blue.
I'll pay for the gas, everybody.
Bob, the girl who was here this morning, Josephine Kringles, what did she look like?
Girl? She hasn't been a girl since the lightning rod went out of style.
All right. Tell me, is she still pretty?
Well, I didn't see much of her. Chip let her in.
Chip, the lady that was here today, what did she look like?
Hello, Dad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, Chip. What does she look like?
Me, Miss Kringles?
Kringles.
Well, she wore a big hat, and she had a mole right here.
That's a beauty mark.
Well, I have a mole, and you never said it was a beauty mark.
Well, yours happens to be in a different place.
Mike talked to her mole.
Oh. Mike? Oh, Mike, did you happen to get Miss Kringles' telephone number?
No, Dad, she's too old for me.
Oh, you fellas sure are a big fat help. An old friend comes to see me, someone I haven't seen in, 30 years, and...
30 years?
Whoosh.
It's a good thing I gave her a lift to the drugstore. She'd have never made it on foot.
Oh, come on now. Drugstore? Which drugstore? The one across from the high school?
Yeah, she wanted to know if the kids still hung out there after school. So that's where I dropped her off. That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
I'll talk to you about the car. I'm going out for a little while. I'll be back.
It'll be easy to find. Just check the limit and hot water bottle department.
What do you have?
Well, let's see. The last time I was in here, I had a Lindy Hop special.
Hey, two scoops of ice cream, a couple of rings of pineapple chocolate syrup, a lot of whipped cream with a side dish of almonds.
That's it? I thought that dish went out with flagpole sitting.
Flagpole sitting?
Yeah, our fellas used to sit on top of flagpole for days and days, and sounds kind of silly, doesn't it? So you still make a Lindy Hop special, huh?
Oh, no, sir. A lady came in about a half hour ago and ordered one. She told me how to make it. Is she a friend of yours?
Yes, I used to know her.
Lindy Hop? Boy, you haven't been in here for a long time, have you?
No, it's been 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, Lindy Hop. Boy, that was way back in 19...
Why don't you bring me that crazy mixed-up dish, huh?
Oh, sure. Yes, sir. Right away.
June 3rd, 1931.
Josephine and Steve. Just think, Steve, 16 years old today. Practically over. I feel awfully old.
Wait till you're 17, then you'll really feel old.
Hi, cutie pie.
Hello, Larry.
Hi, Douglas.
Hi, Beckenfoss.
Sweets to the sweet.
Thank you.
Got a new one for you, Josie. Did you hear about the girl that wore green lipstick? Her boyfriend was a railroad engineer.
Oh, honestly, Larry.
Hey, Josie, how's about going with me to the senior hop tomorrow night, huh?
She's going with me, Peckinpah. So shove off, huh?
Okey-dokey. Hey, how's Hot Lips Douglas here going to woo the saxophone and a cute chick like you at the same time, huh?
Well, I can handle it all right, Romeo.
See you later, Josie.
Oh, don't pay any attention to that, Harry Peckinpah.
Well, maybe it isn't fair, Josephine. Well, I mean, asking you to go to the dance with me when I have to play for it.
Well, I wouldn't think of going with anyone else but you.
There you are, sir.
Boy, that's it.
Sure hope you like it.
Say, I do remember something about that lady. She wanted to know if they were still using old Wilson Hall for the senior dances.
Wilson Hall. Thanks very much.
Aren't you going to eat your Lindy Hop special?
Oh, be my guest. How much is it?
75 cents.
75 cents? The last one I had was a quarter. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, the next dance will be a tag dance. Sorry, Peckinpah, it's my dance.
I'll be back, cutie.
I sure decided one thing tonight, Josephine.
What's that?
Well, I'm not going to be a musician when I graduate. I mean, well, not when I have to watch you dance with guys like that Peckinpah while I make the music for you.
What are you going to be?
Airplane pilot.
But that's dangerous.
Well, letting you dance with other guys is dangerous, too.
My daddy flew in one the other day, and he said it went over 140 miles an hour.
That's nothing. Just wait a few years to see how fast they'll be going.
You'll be careful, won't you?
Heck yes. Well, after all, I've got you to think of.
Mm-hmm. Sure you ever brought here, Steve?
Well, a guy's got to get around some. Well, have you ever been here before?
Girl's got to get around some, too.
Well, not a girl like you. Gosh, Josie, what are you wearing gloves to a picnic for? You afraid of poison ivy or something?
No. Look. It's fingernail polish. Colored. It's the latest style.
Looks like you got your nails caught in a meat grinder.
Larry thought they looked terrific.
Peckinpah would.
Jealous?
Maybe.
If you're jealous, that means you like me a lot. And if you like me a lot, that means I'm your girl. And if I'm your girl, then why don't you kiss me?
Well, I'm gonna.
When?
Sometime.
What's wrong with right now?
Well, nothing.
I've never been kissed before, you know.
Huh?
I mean, not really.
Oh, gosh.
I thought you'd be pleased.
Oh, I am. Only it's...
Only what?
Well, it's a pretty big responsibility giving a girl her first kiss. It's the kind of thing they put down in their diaries and talk about when they get old.
What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing.
Well, I'm glad that's settled. That should fill the whole month of June in my diary.
Yeah. Josie. I've never been here before with any other girls, honest.
I've never been here before either. Honest.
Hey, you know, tonight after the game, why don't we go to... Hey, what's wrong?
Everything. Remember, I told you Daddy was looking for a job?
Sure.
He found one. In California.
California?
Mother says it's the Depression or something. Find jobs where you want to find them.
Gee.
Daddy feels awful bad about it. He said he's been thinking about this for weeks and tried to figure some way to stay here. Where my friends are.
When are you going?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Steve. I have a terrible feeling I'll never see you again.
Don't say that.
You'll find someone else.
No, I won't.
But I want you to know something. I'll never forget you. And I'll always remember our high school days as being the most wonderful time of our lives. Just because of you.
Gosh, Josie.
Josephine, dear.
Yes, Mother.
How are you going?
I'm fine. Friend Daddy's got us a pass.
I'll come to the airport and see you off.
No. Please don't. I couldn't stand to say goodbye to you.
Joseph!
Oh. Oh, wait a minute, Billy.
She sure was a nice lady.
Oh, bet she was, Billy. Thanks.
Gee, thanks a lot.
Where is she?
Oh, she's not coming, Bob. Looks like I've been stood up.
Maybe it's just as well she didn't come. Looks like the Maws have knitted an afghan out of that old tablecloth. Sorry, Steve. Thought I told you to stay in the kitchen.
Yeah, but where is she?
Tell me something, Mike. Does Jean keep a diary?
Oh, yeah.
I guess things haven't changed so much.
Huh?
Oh. Here are the car keys. Maybe you and Jean want to go someplace after the party.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Hey, what happened?
Dear Steve, please forgive me for not coming. It wasn't that I didn't want to see you. It was because suddenly I realized I didn't want to disturb a beautiful memory. You see, Steve, when we last saw each other, it was youth that was wonderful in each of us. And that's the memory I treasure and should never try to relive. It belongs to the past. Well, perhaps it wasn't entirely fair, but in a way, I spent today with you, visiting our favorite places and seeing your three fine boys. You must be very proud. When you read this, I will be on my way home. Back to my own wonderful family. Thank you, Steve, for adding to a perfect memory. As always, Josephine Kringle's Peckinpah.
Peckinpah. From Kringle's to Peckinpah.
TV Land's Fandemonium Weekends offer TV satisfaction guaranteed. How? By turning to you, the fans, to pick which episodes are the very finest. So vote today and check out all the latest results only at TVLand.com.